When I was in high school, I actually got called by social services because one of my teachers reported me because I was so bruised and beat up. One of my teachers reported me as being abused. And I had to, like, explain to social services this crazy story of how I had had a wrestling match the weekend before and had come to school with a black eye or something. It was very awkward and kind of... I'm not even sure if they believed it because it was such a sort of out of the ordinary explanation for all these bruises, but.
So did other people at school know that you were wrestling, like your friends, for instance, or any of the teachers?
My friends knew. My teachers didn't at first. Like, what ended up happening was, I live in a pretty small town, and the company that I trained with actually started running this town while I was still in high school, and I was obviously in the shows. And it kind of got a little weird, and it's still a little weird, actually, now, like, a few years later, because it's kind of the type of small town that, like, everyone goes to the shows. And so it was really hard for people to not know that I was a wrestler. And it was kind of really weird to, like, go to the store after, because I did a thing where, like, I disowned my hometown and, like, burned one of the hockey jerseys. And it was really awkward to, like, go to the store or something after because, like, little kids here, like, really hated me in real life, you know?